Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Joining me today is our medical co-host, the esteemed internist, Dr. Richard Podell.
Well, thank you very much. Welcome.
All righty. You know, when you listen to programs like this or when you talk to your doctor, there's one word that more and more you hear, and that word is inflammation. And the inflammatory response, inflammatory markers, you know, you hear it, of course, when you talk about joint pain, muscle soreness. And you also hear it when you talk about the heart disease, even cancer. And you hear it with other diseases as well. And you hear it, you have headlines, people with high levels of inflammatory markers are more likely to develop Alzheimer's disease than those who do not, which, by the way, came from the journal Neurology. You also hear inflammation used in connection with many of the nutritional supplements that we advertise on the show. New Chapter, for example, we've been advertising a product called Supercritical Omega 7, which has sea buckthorn as the active ingredient. And, you know, there was a study published in 2007 concluding that regular consumption of sea buckthorn berries reduced levels of protein, actually reduced CRP levels. That which is a marker associated with inflammation and diabetes and heart disease. And, you know, we're very fortunate today to have a special guest with us. He was the he's no longer doing this, but he used to be the D.B. Lane Distinguished Professor for Cancer Research at MD Anderson Cancer Center and at University of Texas in Houston, Texas. He's a PhD, and his name is Dr. Robert Newman. And, you know, I asked for his CV, and I got a CV, and I don't want to embarrass you, Dr. Newman, but the CV was 35 pages long. You've been a busy guy.
You got the short version.
I got the short version. That's great. I'm looking at it. I'm saying, boy, oh boy, anyway. So Dr. Newman is now working as a consultant.
No, actually, I work full time for New Chapter as their chief science officer.
Ah, wonderful. Okay, so and today we're going to discuss inflammation. Was I right when I said inflammation is involved with all those different things?
Yeah, absolutely. It's not an overstatement at all. We got very concerned about the role of inflammation in cancer back 8-9 years ago when the celebrated Vioxx and celecoxib came out, and it looked like the cure for cancer at that time was simply inhibit cyclooxygenase 2 and the world would be right, and we'd eliminate a lot of types of different cancers. Well, obviously turns out that it's not the case, but it opened our eyes in terms of the role of inflammation in malignant disease, and it's a common finding in many other kinds of diseases as well, and certainly something that we can do about. Not the acute inflammation that's necessary for our immune response, but it's the chronic unresolved inflammation that actually leads to progression of many different types of chronic diseases.
I know, especially, we at Wilner Chemist deal a lot with people who have joint problems, arthritis, and things mm-hmm. like that. And inflammation is just so important in that area.
Well, it absolutely is. One of the keys that opened our eyes a number of years ago was, and my own philosophy changed as well, in that we were looking for new treatments for cancer, developing those and bringing them through FDA regulatory steps and into the clinic. And it dawned on me one day that we spend 95% of our time looking for treatments for cancer and 5% of our time preventing the disease. It should be exactly the opposite. So we became very much interested in natural products and bringing them into the clinic. And so we're doing studies with curcumin, green tea, and so on. At the same time, we also developed a laboratory program looking at inflammation and its role in different diseases, particularly cancer, and hit upon a hypothesis that inflammation is not the same disease in every tissue. Developed a very complicated analytical mass spec-based assay to look into that, and in fact published many papers showing that that hypothesis was true. And that is, you can't expect to put aspirin into our system and have it cure all kinds of inflammation. That inflammation associated with prostate cancer is different than it is with bone pain, is different than it is with oral cancer. And taking a look at the different components of inflammation and how they're regulated differentially in these tissues gives us a clue as to how best to treat that particular kind of inflammation.
So what you're saying basically is that there is inflammation is present in a lot of different conditions, but it's a different type of inflammation, or the chemical mediators are a little different, or it has to be treated a little different?
Well, all of those. For example, with early stage prostate cancer, and you forgive me with my bringing up cancer a lot. That was my background for 30 years, but I think it does apply to many other kinds of non-malignant disease as well. In prostate cancer, we had found that there was one particular kind of lipoxygenase-derived enzyme that was responsible for the progression and early initiation of that disease, and we thought that if we could just treat that particular component of inflammation, it might in fact lead to a reversal of that early stage prostate malignancy. In fact, that appears as though that's the case. In other kinds of diseases, though, the inflammation biomarkers were different. Leukotrienes, for example, very important in lung-mediated inflammation. Turned out it was important for oral cancer as well. So you just can't use one product and expect to see universal success in that application. We became very much interested in Zyflamin because it contained multiple components that were very concentrated through the process of supercritical CO2. And while it was effective in many different kinds of inflammation, different components within there were the ones that were responsible for differentially regulating that inflammation.
Okay. Dr. Newman mentioned a product, and it's called Zyflamend, Zyflamend. And it's put out by New Chapter. And it does contain about 10 different herbs, 3, 6, about 10 different herbs, running from rosemary, turmeric, ginger, holy basil, green tea, polygonium, Chinese golden thread, barberry, oregano, Baikal skullcap. It's a whole gamut of these different herbal anti-inflammatory compounds. Okay, and you started to talk about Zyflamend, and I know it was used in the prostate cancer research. I know there was one study that they did up, I think up at Columbia Presbyterian.
That's right. We have done preclinical work on it ourselves at MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. Other preclinical work have been done at Memorial Sloan Kettering, and there are papers that have been published and that are coming out in publication from work done by Aaron Katz at Columbia. That is correct. Very, very promising work showing that the hypothesis of that if you can control early stage inflammation in men, this is referred to as PIN, or preneoplastic interepithelial neoplasia, which is simply a gross inflammatory disease, not malignant in and of itself, but if left unchecked, certainly appears to go on to prostate cancer itself. Men there underwent a formal clinical trial with undergoing serial biopsies of their prostate, in which we were able to show over 18 months that there was, in fact, very, very good evidence by histopathology of a reversal of that inflammation. And we're very hopeful that that will reduce the incidence of future prostate cancer in those individuals. That kind of promising research, I think, is really a new paradigm or new way of thinking about nutraceuticals, if you will. An area that at New Chapter we're quite excited about, and that nutraceuticals must now have science and innovation behind them. We need and owe it to the public to publish our research, both preclinical and clinical, to show that products are quality, that they actually do something that's a benefit to them. And we think this is a brand new way of thinking about nutraceuticals.
Well, you know, I'm very, very happy to hear you say that, because, you know, we on the Wilner Window have basically, you know, been talking like that, you know, for the last 10 years. And you know, somebody, you know, and it's wonderful that somebody with your background and knowledge in the area, not just of cancer research, but you're a pharmacologist as well. And I saw one of your, one of your editorships was the Journal of Herbal Pharmacotherapy.
Right.
You know, so it's great that somebody with your background also has the knowledge of the herbal products as well. It's just great. I think it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing for our industry, and I think it could only continue to take us to new heights.
Well, I'm certainly excited about the opportunity. I mean, I'm a consumer too, and as the aging baby boomer, when I look out there at all the products that are out in the marketplace as nutraceuticals, I certainly have the same questions that all of your listeners do as well.
Yeah.
What are these products? Which are the best ones in terms of quality? Which ones actually contain the ingredients they say they do? And which ones are actually proven through preclinical or clinical research to do that which is claimed of these products?
And absolutely.
This whole marketplace of nutraceuticals does need that kind of revolution, so I applaud your early efforts for calling for that.
Yeah.
I think as far as New Chapter is concerned, they've always been concerned about this, but now actually hiring a chief science officer.
That's right. especially somebody with your background. I mean, it's wonderful. It's great.
Well, okay,
we're going to pause for a short break, and let me give you our phone number here in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions for Dr. Newman related to inflammation or Zyflamin, he'll be happy to answer them. 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Dr. Robert Newman, will return after these messages.
New Zealand blackcurrant is king of the superfruits due to its high concentrations of unique polyphenols. New Zealand blackcurrants promote healthy eye function. How? By renewing the rhodopsin pigment in your eyes, which helps you see in dim light. Renewed rhodopsin also alleviates eye fatigue and floaters caused by computer screens and similar technologies. New Zealand blackcurrants contain an extraordinarily high level of special anthocyanins. These flavonoids are powerful antioxidants. Black currants from New Zealand mean the highest purity and potency due to its clean environment and strong southern latitude sun. It's never too early to look out for the eyes that look out for you. Ask for Jaru Formula's black currant extract in capsules, Jaru's Vision Optimizer formula, or Jaru's famous 4-to-1 juice extract. Jaru Formula's, your source of high potency New Zealand black currant super formulas.
This is Arnie Gatomer, and I want to alert you to a special sale on one of our favorite Jarrow products, Pomgard, the pomegranate concentrate capsules. Pomgard now on sale at one-half price. And I also want to tell you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You'll find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we're always running special sales. Here are some examples. Source Naturals American Health, 35% off the full lines. Doctor's Best, 33% off. Country Life, Da Vinci Labs, Kyolic, NTI, Natrol, NeoCell, full lines at 30% off. And there's much more. Check out the full listing on our website, www.wilner.com. And have you received our current product reference catalog or our current sale flyer? You can pick one up at any Wilner Chemist store. They're free. And if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. Leave your name and address. That's 1-800-633-1106. You can also request a copy at our website, once again, which is www.wilner.com. Or visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, the Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, a block south of Grand Central Terminal. The downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemists, your professionals, your nutritional supplement professionals, will begin taking your calls in a few moments.
Gregory, it's me, your mother. If you're there, pick up. Are you taking your Kyolic Age garlic extract? You'd better be. I already told you about its benefits, the improved circulation, how it's a strong antioxidant and helpful against cancer. And Kyolic reduces your cholesterol. Do you want to end up like your Uncle Frank? No, of course you don't. It's organically grown, and it won't give you bad breath or body odor. I know people your age are concerned about such things. Oh, did I mention it enhances your immune system? You'll live longer. Do you need me to bring you some, Gregory? Really, I don't mind driving on the highway, even at night. So please call me. Let me know you're okay. Or if you need more Kyolic aged garlic extract. I love you.
Moms love Kyolic as much as they love you. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.kyolic.com for more information or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
Back by popular demand, Doctor's Best is once again offering a 40% off special on their popular glucosamine chondroitin MSM combination. This is a great opportunity for you to stock up on one of the most effective combinations for joint pain that you can get, glucosamine, chondroitin, and MSM. Reduce inflammation and pain while you stimulate healing. Why take acetaminophen, which can poison your liver, when you can take glucosamine, chondroitin, MSM, which works just as well or better and is good for you? Studies showing benefit indicate that this combination can slow deterioration of cartilage, relieve osteoarthritis pain, and improve joint mobility. Doctor's Best Glucosamine Chondroitin MSM Capsules, now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 40% off list price. This is a deal that's hard to beat. The 240 capsule size, on sale for only $28.14, and the 120 capsule size, only $15.54.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gatomer along with Dr. Richard Prodell, our special guest, Dr. Robert Newman. And we're discussing inflammation, and we're talking about a product made by New Chapter called Zyflamend, which was designed really to treat that inflammation. Before the break, Dr. Newman, we were talking about the Zyflamend study in prostate and prostate cancer. Were there any other studies that were conducted in this inflammatory area with Zyflamend?
We've taken a wide variety of investigations in different university settings, both the University of Tennessee, Sloan Kettering, Columbia and now Cornell. These are all studies that are undergoing, underway at the moment. A lot of them are preclinical in nature. They range all the way from basic mechanisms of inflammation and how Zyklonin can interfere with those, trying to fully understand the pharmacology of our product so that we can then relay that to the consumer and the healthcare professional. As I said before, we certainly hope to take those initial exciting findings that we are getting out of the clinical study at Columbia and put them into a formal phase two study. This is kind of a novel concept for a nutraceutical company to be putting money into clinical trials, particularly phase two studies, but we think this is such an important area that it certainly deserves that kind of attention and even that kind of expenditure of funds. We'd like to take a look also at other diseases. Inflammatory breast cancer is certainly on our radar screen. Having done something, we think, for the male species, we certainly would like to think that Zyklonin is something that's most appropriate for particular aspects of female diseases as well, and we've done some initial research in that area, which is ongoing. So this is a continual process that is underway right now for many more aspects of preclinical and clinical research, not only on Zyklonin, but some of our other products as well.
You mentioned early on when you talked about Zyklonin, you talked about supercritical extracts. Tell us why you think that's. I know what it is, but I don't know. I think most of our listeners don't know what it is. So why don't you explain a little bit about the supercritical extract and how it enhances the herb?
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to. Most of us, when you think about herbs, we think about making a tea out of them, that is a hot water extract. And certainly this is the way that a lot of medicinal Chinese products have been used over the years. And it's certainly an effective way of getting some of the products out of plant and herbal-based materials. As a pharmacologist, though, you know, it was kind of ingrained in my training that more is better, which obviously is not always the case. And I was very, very intrigued with the whole concept of supercritical CO2 extraction. Well, what this really means is that if we want to concentrate the active ingredient out of an herbal product, we can do it by one of two ways. One, we can use organic solvents, which is certainly very effective at getting lipid-soluble materials out, but raises all kinds of health concerns in terms of residual solvents that might be in the material. And the use of CO2, harmless CO2, such as appears in soft drinks or carbonated water, is a relatively new concept. First used in fields where perfumes to get essential oils out of materials for use in perfumes, even used in the manufacture of beer with hops. So what happens basically and very simply is you take a stainless steel container, you put your plant material in there, you flood it with CO2, which is a harmless gas. You then compress that.
Did he say? What did he say?
Yeah. Okay. I'll tell you what.
Incorrect.
Dr.
Okay.
Newman, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we have to take a break here. And then when we come back, we'll finish this discussion of supercritical extracts. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Dr. Richard Podell. We'll be back after these messages.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Murray, co-author of Hunger Free Forever, your guide to achieving your ideal body weight without feeling hungry. The centerpiece of our program is a special dietary supplement known as PGX. This unique, all-natural product has an incredible effect in stabilizing blood sugar levels and promoting the feeling of satiety so you consume fewer calories effortlessly. We have found that if you can help control a person's appetite, weight loss is very easy to achieve. It is that simple. PGX is completely safe and extremely effective, making it the perfect companion to any weight loss program. For more information on PGX, go to your local health food store or visit hungerfreeforever.com online.
And here's some good news. PGX is available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
The B vitamins are crucial to optimal health and energy production. Many of us take a B-complex vitamin supplement, but are we really getting the full benefit? Country Life takes the guesswork out of B-complex supplementation with their product, Coenzyme B-complex capsules. This hypoallergenic vegetarian B-complex formula from Country Life contains the active coenzyme forms of the B vitamins, the form that needs no conversion in the body. It's ready to go right out of the bottle. Coenzyme B-complex from Country Life also contains alpha-lipoic acid, phosphatidylcholine, inositol, and other important B vitamin cofactors. So make sure you get the full power of your B vitamin supplementation. Take Coenzyme B complex capsules from Country Life. Country Life Vitamins, leaders in the field of nutrition for over 36 years. All Country Life Vitamins are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
All right, now let's find out about the traffic.
And if you're traveling on the inbound Gowanus BQE combo, inbound side after 38th Street up to the Prospect Expressway, there's an accident in the left lane. Delays heavy from the belt. More slow traffic into the Brooklyn Bridge. Both ways approaching the Kosciuszko Bridge. Plenty of company. And more slow traffic on the southbound side heading in towards Atlantic Avenue. LIE westbound side slow into the Cross Island Parkway due to an earlier accident, which is long gone, but obviously not the delay. Stick with the Grand Central Parkway instead. Hudson River Crossings, George Washington Bridge, about a 5-minute wait heading into town. Holland Tunnel 25 minutes in from the Turnpike approach, 5 minutes from 1 to 9. Lincoln Tunnel a 15 minute delay heading into town, and there's road work on the Turnpike northbound Western Spur by the Vince Lombardi service area. Traffic jammed. This report sponsored by Sublet.com. Tenants, landlords, and roommates find great deals on apartments and rooms at Sublet.com. Posting rentals at Sublet.com is free for short term and long term rentals. The best deals are at Sublet.com. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
I want to tell you about a new product from Allergy Research Group called Flowey, P-H-L-O-E, a unique supplement for optimal gut health. Flowey is 100% natural kiwi fruit extract that has been clinically shown to support regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey contains an enzyme complex called zeaxanthin. Here's how it works. It gently stimulates motility and helps normalize bowel transit time. It supports the growth of probiotic bacteria in the gut, and it promotes regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey promotes gentle and sustained mild softening of the stool without causing diarrhea, urgency, or cramping. Flowey can be used long-term, and it will continue to gently support motility without overstimulation. Flowey from Allergy Research Group in capsules or tablets, now available from Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
This is News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I want to take a moment to tell you about a product from Wilner Chemists designed specifically to prevent and treat osteoporosis. The product is called Bone Complex, and it's the most powerful combination of nutrients available for supporting bone health. Bone Complex is intended for those for whom just a calcium supplement is not enough, those who either already have osteoporosis or are at risk. It contains active forms of calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D. Equally important, but missing from other products, are the trace minerals such as boron, silica, zinc, copper, and manganese. And Bone Complex also contains soy isoflavone concentrate and the new powerful anti-osteoporosis agent Ipraflavone. Bone Complex is designed to complement your regular supplement regimen. Wilner Chemist Bone Complex, the serious nutritional supplement for those who need maximum bone support and osteoporosis treatment. Call 1-800-633-1106 for more information, or stop by either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan or the Atlanta, Georgia store. 1-800-633-1106.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Dr. Richard Prodell, our special guest, Dr. Robert Newman. And right before the break, Dr. Newman was telling us about supercritical extraction with carbon dioxide. Okay, Dr. Newman, you can finish up.
Okay, fine. Supercritical CO2 extraction can be thought of simply as taking a stainless steel container, putting in your plant product, flooding it with CO2, and under certain conditions of pressure and temperature, the carbon dioxide actually becomes like a solvent and will extract out the active ingredients within the plant material. So you can, once that's done, you simply release the pressure and the CO2 is then recaptured and recycled. What you're left with is an extremely concentrated, very active extract of components which are believed to be active ingredients in the plant material. You can gain up to a 200-fold increase in extraction concentration of your plant product. And certainly this is something that was very attractive to me as a pharmacologist. It goes way beyond a hot water extract where you're actually pulling out active ingredients of a plant, where this actually now becomes more of a therapeutic agent, if you will, than a simple tea extract or something like that. This is a concept that New Chapter has a great deal of experience and in and has used on many, many of their products to give a very concentrated, very potent, very active pharmacologic basis behind certainly the Zyflement or anti-inflammatory product.
Yeah, excellent. Okay, let's take a phone call. Let's talk to Carlos from Jersey City, New Jersey. Hi, Carlos.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Great. My mother was actually admitted to the hospital emergency room because she couldn't breathe. And my mother has a cardiologist, has had all these tests done, endoscopy, colonoscopy, and it turns out that it was simply water clogging up her lungs and her body. So all these tests were done, all these pills were given, and it turns out that her body could not handle all the water that it was holding in.
Okay.
So I was wondering if this particular pill would be good for her as well, because she really doesn't like taking pills.
Okay, you're talking about Zyflement for too much water in the lungs?
Too much water in her body.
Too much water in her
In her body as a whole, because she's even bleeding out her stool because the pressure of the water was just squeezing every part of her body.
I'm looking at Dr.
Yeah, I mean, basically, I'm not quite sure that... I certainly don't understand what the mechanism was. I was first thinking this is congestive heart failure, but you're saying her whole body was full of water, retaining fluids.
Yeah.
But the question is, well, why? And the answer to how you treat her has to do with the why of what's making it happen.
Hmm.
So did they tell you why?
Well, they said that because her heart was working so much, because she had a couple of stents, that it was actually almost like perspiring the water into her lungs. And then that caused a whole ripple effect.
Yeah, it sounds like a serious thing there, Carlos. You just have to stay with the medics at this point. But thanks so much for the call. All righty, who's next? Shirley from Atlanta. How are you, Shirley?
I'm doing great. I have a question about the alopecia aorta. Wondering if that could come from inflammation, being that doctors tend not to know exactly what causes it. I'm 55 and developed a bald spot and wanted to know if there's anything I can do for that, or if this product may be good for me.
Okay. Do you think there's an inflammatory component to alopecia?
Yeah, this is where the hair falls out in a big area, and this is considered to be an inflammatory autoimmune process. Now, the good question for the good doctor is, would Zyflement be helpful? I assume it hasn't really been tested, and the question is, how can we extrapolate from what we know it's useful for, or what we think it's useful for, to other inflammatory conditions that might or might not be useful?
You know, the only thing I can tell you is no, we've not looked specifically at that particular indication. But if indeed there is an inflammatory component behind this, the broad spectrum nature of Zyflement with its multi-components is certainly worthwhile trying. One wouldn't think about using this topically. But I think the Zyflement itself is worth a trial. If the inflammatory component is indeed the major contributory factor behind this, So again, no direct experience in this.
In other words, at this point, what is cyflemin mostly used for, and where do you think it's having its greatest success?
We know. It's quite effective for joint pain, maybe even paired up with glucosamine and other nutraceuticals shown to have an effect in that area. We are going way beyond that in terms of asking its relative role in many other kinds of diseases and complaints of individuals with aches and pains, and trying to find the science behind its role in chronic diseases, whether it be rheumatoid arthritis, various kinds of malignant diseases. But even in that, there is some useful information coming out of it. For example, in the studies that you alluded to at Columbia, where we're looking at early-stage prostate cancer, we saw a significant fall in CRP. I don't think this is unique to prostate cancer, but it may be indicative of an inflammatory biomarker in many other kinds of inflammation as well.
Okay, let's just briefly talk about dosage. I'm looking at the label, and it says one soft gel, two times a day, take in the middle of a larger meal with 8-ounce glass of water. That's the way you would recommend it, Dr. Newman?
No, that's the standard dose. We recommend that people start off with that to see if there's alleviation of their particular symptoms, which are believed to be due to inflammation. I know in the clinical trial that we had run, we were using 3 pills a day. Most people find no problem taking the pills with water. For those who might have some upset stomachs, which is very rare, we have recommended taking it with food, in which case there appears to be no problem at all. So in terms of a dose, yeah, we recommend starting out with 2 soft gels a day. Maybe progressing to 3 if symptoms are suppressed. Likewise, you know, it's always a good thing if less is still effective, go down to 1 mm-hmm. a day as well. There is another version that we of Zyflamin that we sell called Zyflamin PM. There is a green tea component to Zyflamin itself. For those individuals who are particularly affected by caffeine, the small amount of caffeine in Zyflamin is simply removed and replaced with a few other ingredients like valerian for our Zyflamin PM. And so if nighttime pain is an issue where one is losing sleep, we recommend our Zyflamin PM product as well.
Okay, Shirley, so Zyflamin at a dosage, initial dosage of one capsule twice a day for yourself would definitely be indicated.
Thank you so much.
Okay. You're very welcome, Shirley, and thanks for calling. We love getting calls from Atlanta, Georgia. Okay, our number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710, 1-800-321-0710. We have a couple of lines open. And let's say hello to Joan from Rockville Center, Long Island.
Thank you very much. I've had trouble with my knee. I pulled it actually about 2 years ago, but it wasn't really hurting me, but it would always be hot, and I try to build up the muscle, I understand, the patella, and I was doing exercise, and it seemed to be helping, but I always have the heat in my knee. But about 2 weeks ago, standing is bad for me, and I forgot myself in a store, and I was just standing in one spot for a half hour. And that caused the swelling in the knee. And now it really hurts. I can't seem to get rid of it. I keep applying ice. Mm-hmm. But I can't get rid of the swelling, and it hurts terribly when I walk. I could barely walk. So I'm really miserable. So my question is, how can I get rid of the swelling so I can go back to exercising or help myself?
Well, the ice was a good thing you did, by the way. But let's say, would Zyflamin Well, I guess I know the answer, too. Yeah, I would think Zyflamend would be indicated for you. One of the things that would be definitely indicated for you.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, whenever you have that heat, as you call it, that's a definite sign of inflammation.
Well, can I tell you, I have been taking Zyflamend now for a couple of years, and I've been continuing. I take the two pills a day. Maybe do you think I should increase it to three a day?
I don't see why you wouldn't want to try taking another one, a third one a day. But don't forget, there are other components here. You're taking the Zyflamend as an anti-inflammatory component. There's also, you know, as we mentioned earlier, as Dr. Newman mentioned earlier, the glucosamine, chondroitin, that type of approach as well would be beneficial for you also.
I am taking all of that, glucosamine and the chondroitin and MSM.
You're doing all the right things.
But it doesn't go away. I still have the heat in my knee, and now standing made it worse. This really said.
Well, anytime you don't forget, you're putting weight on a joint that's in trouble to start with. You know, so even just walking would probably be a problem. But, you know, you need to find out, as Dr. Podell is always fond of saying, you need to find out what's exactly wrong with your knee.
I've had x-rays and an MRI. I mean, it's nothing that I need surgery for, just to exercise it and build it up with weight.
Yeah, but even then, you need to be in a supervised program. Somebody has to show you how to do the weights, what type of exercise to do, all these things.
In other words, if something has gotten worse at this point, it's time for the doctor to reevaluate it, because we really don't know what's changed. You know, is there now an infection in the joint that wasn't there before? We don't really know.
Could standing in one place?
Yeah. Well, you know, but once again, I think it's important to take Dr. Podell's advice and get it reevaluated. You never know when something takes a turn for the worse. All right. Thanks so much for that call, Joan. Okay, let's pause for another short break. But first, let's take a moment to listen to Dr. Duffy Mackay with a minute brought to you by Nordic Naturals, the makers of high-quality fish oil supplements.
Hello, this is Dr. Duffy Mackay with a nutrition update. Did you know that DHA from fish oil is an essential omega-3 fatty acid that's a required nutrient during pregnancy and lactation? DHA makes up approximately 20% of the human brain and plays a significant role in the mental development of kids. In fact, a study published in the Journal of Pediatrics showed that children of women who took cod liver oil during pregnancy had higher IQs at age 4 than children whose mothers took placebo. Omega-3 essential fats support the development of the fetal brain, eyes, and nervous system. In addition, research suggests that DHA deficiency after delivery may contribute to the development of postpartum depression. A recent national survey found that over two-thirds of pregnant women said their doctors never told them anything about the importance of omega-3 fatty acids during pregnancy. To maintain optimal health for both moms and children, supplement with a minimum of 300 milligrams DHA from fish oil daily. Thank you for listening to another nutrition update from me, Dr. Duffy Mackay.
What is CoQ10? It's a fat-soluble enzyme cofactor naturally found in almost every cell in your body. CoQ10 has a role in cellular energy production, and it is an important antioxidant. In fact, this antioxidant function is now thought to perhaps be its most important function. This is where a new form of CoQ10, ubiquinol, comes into play. Conoco has been making a natural CoQ10, ubiquinone, for over 30 years. Now they have developed a new CoQ10. A reduced form called ubiquinol that is much more powerful antioxidant and is more readily absorbed and distributed throughout the body. Ubiquinol is actually the active antioxidant form of CoQ10. As we age or suffer the effects of excessive oxidative stress, our body's ability to form its own CoQ10 and convert it to the active ubiquinol form is diminished. Conoco calls this product Conoco QH, and they supply it to other companies for use in supplements. Look for ubiquinol on your supplement label, the new high-potency CoQ10 from Conoco.
Ha-choo!
Sometimes, no matter how hard you try to avoid it, you catch a cold or the flu. Well, now you can recover faster with Umka Cold Care from Nature's Way. This revolutionary, natural, homeopathic product actually helps speed your recovery, allowing you to get better faster. Unlike most medicines that simply mask symptoms, Umka Cold Care actually helps you recover faster, letting you get back to yourself and your life again. Umka is clinically tested and comes from a potent plant species in South Africa. Sometimes you can't avoid getting sick, but you can recover faster with Umka, the unique-sounding product with the amazing benefits. So also, look for the new Umka Cold and Flu, a synergistic formula that relieves both colds and flu. Umka Cold and Flu combines two clinically tested homeopathic formulas into one potent remedy. Umka formulas are available exclusively from Nature's Way. Get better faster with Umka, the unique-sounding product with the amazing benefits. Umka and all Nature's Way products are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Dr. Richard Prodell, our special guest, Dr. Robert Newman. And our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. Okay, and let's talk to Sam from my hometown of Brooklyn, New York. Hi, Sam.
Oh, hi. Thank you very, very much. I had a quick question for Dr. Newman. In terms of aspirin, which is really a nutraceutical ultimately, does that have any known beneficial anti-cancer effects, be it the prostate or other areas of the body? And the same would be maybe for acidophilus?
Well, aspirin, of course, and great. Good inhibitor of cyclooxygenases 1 and 2, rather not selective in that area. Sure, there are benefits both from a cardiovascular as well as a cancer point of view in terms of taking low doses of aspirins or non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, not just aspirin alone. We've known this for many years. We think it's a good thing if one is not sensitive to aspirin in terms of GI upset. That's a good preventative measure that is available by taking a baby aspirin, if you will, low-dose aspirin, again, under a doctor's care. Certainly appears to be a useful thing to do.
Okay. Also, is acidophilus have any known benefits as a nutraceutical? In the cancer area. I don't know if that's been researched or not, and thank you very, very much.
I think the acidophilus itself, just the all of those probiotics, just contain a the acidophilus creates a more healthful environment for the intestine, so that it does help with the immunity in general of the intestine, and it just creates a more favorable environment, a more favorable milieu for good things to happen. Helps them, you know, it improves digestion and things like that as well. So whereas it may not have a specific anti-cancer effect, it just creates a very good, a more healthful environment for good things to happen. Okay, did that help you a little, Sam?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks so much for calling. And next we have Joy from Long Island. Hi, Joy.
Hi.
Got a question for us today?
Yes, I would like to know about this Xyflamend.
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 There you go. Okay.
I'd like to know all about it. I have rheumatoid arthritis, very bad in my left hand.
Okay.
It's all swollen and hot. And I do have pains in my joints and my elbows, my knees, and
Yeah, well, one of the things about rheumatoid arthritis is it seems to be, it's usually a few different joints. So it'll be your hands, it might be your elbows, it might be your knees at some point. It could be anywhere, really. Okay, Zyflamend and rheumatoid arthritis. You want to take the first crack, Dr. Newman?
Oh, sure. We think this is a perfect setup for that. I definitely would recommend Zyflamend. Again, start off with 2 capsules per day, maybe progressing to 3. Give it 2-3 weeks, see if there's an improvement or not. One of the advertisements on the radio show reminded me of another product you might try if you're not already doing this, which is fish oil. Our own research in that area back when I was with MD Anderson Cancer Center has shown that one of the 2 oils in fish oil, known as EPA, actually leads to a decline in prostaglandin E2, which is definitely associated with rheumatoid arthritis inflammation, and works in a mechanism that's different than does Zyflamend. In fact, I think the 2 together are probably synergistic. So a high-quality fish oil, at least 2 to 3 grams per day, together with Zyflamend, I think would be probably a very useful approach for you to try.
Okay, Joy?
Yes, thank you very, very much. I appreciate that.
Okay. Thanks so much for that call. All right, 1-800-321-0710. That's our number in the studio. And by the way, it also works down in Atlanta, Georgia, for any of you Atlanta folks who want to call in with a question. All righty, and next we have Barbara from Queens. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
I have COPD, and periodically I'm on prednisone. Now I'm on it steadily, 5 milligrams a day. I'm on oxygen also. And I want to know if there's anything other than prednisone, or if I could use this particular product for, in place of prednisone, because it has a lot of side effects, prednisone. Oh. So I'd like to know if you could do anything with that.
Okay, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's difficult once it gets to that stage. Things like N-acetylcysteine as precursor of glutathione, things like lipoic acid, SAMe, S-adenosyl methionine as methyl group donors, these are all involved and in theory should be helpful for the metabolism of the lung, as would various bioflavonoid products such as the pycnogenol. But I don't think any of them have actually been tested in a formal clinical setting to see what their use would be. If I had this problem, I would certainly want to use those products, but with the understanding is that they really haven't been tested.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't get all the names. It was SAMe.
SAMe.
Yes.
Alpha lipoic acid. N-acetyl, A-C-E-T-Y-L, cysteine, C-Y-S-T-E-I-N-E. That's a precursor to glutathione. And what was the other one?
Let me add one more to your list, if you will. We were planning to do a study in vets with COPD. It's certainly a very serious disease that does deserve close physician care and attention. We were going to do a study with a concentrated turmeric extract, and New Chapter makes a product called Turmeric Force.
Right.
And we knew from certain animal studies that curcumin, which is one of the active ingredients, gets across into the lung. So we think that may be an active, useful product for you to try as well.
Okay. That product is called Turmeric Force. Okay. All right. You hear that music. That means we have to pause. We have to pause for a quick message from Essential Formulas. But don't go away, because we will return after that quick message.
Hear what integrative physician and best-selling author Fred Pescatore has to say about the importance of probiotics to your digestive health.
No matter what health issues may be troubling you, think about supporting your friendly bacteria as part of the remedy. Our good bacteria make important vitamins, help digest our food, detoxify harmful substances, balance hormones, build immunity, fight off disease-causing bacteria, and much more. It's easy to see why restoring gut flora often makes a profound improvement in health, even for persons who don't think they have a digestive concern. And my choice for restoring gut flora is Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. It's what I use and recommend to my patients. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. It's that good.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at Wilner.com. That's Wilner Chemist Stores or at Wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today.
Okay. Dr. Newman, you'll be able to join us for the second hour of the Wilner Window?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, this is Arnie Gatomer along with Dr. Richard Podell. And, oh, I need to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Nature's Way. When you come down with a cold, think of Umka Cold Care from Nature's Way. And I want to remind you all that this is a two-hour show. Those of you who are on the phones, stay right there. And our phone number is 1-800-321-0710 if you want to call. Iris, right on the phones. He'll put you on hold, and we'll get to you when we return. Okay, we'll see you in about 5.5 minutes after 3 o'clock.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window.